What do men need today? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is St. Joe Society Podcast. St. Joe Society is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men order all things to Christ as they grow strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to check out more about us, you can see us at stjosesociety.org. This episode's actually a bonus episode. This month, April, has 5 Mondays. And this came up once in the past, and I decided just to like have a buffer a week going through. But I thought since we're going into May, which is our final month of the boot camp, and we're gearing up towards the summer and the transition into the St. Joe Society, as you guys graduate onto that, I thought it'd be a good idea to revisit what men need today and why I think the St. Joe Society is a good answer to a lot of the challenges that are facing Catholic men today. It'll also be a nice episode for us to rehash some of the things we've talked about in the past, introduce some new material, and kind of get and really set myself up for what we're going to talk about next month, which is the universal call to holiness, the perfection of the Christian life, and the three ways of the interior life, which is, for my money, is one of the most exciting things that our faith has, because it's really the whole purpose of the church is to draw us into union with God and friendship with Him. And we're going to talk about how you progress in that friendship. And that's really the foundation of what the St. Joe Society stands for. So next month will be a really exciting time, but I'd like to just visit what I see as three things that Catholic men desperately need today. And we're going to go through all three briefly. The three things I'd say all Catholic men today need today is, first, a vision and a mission. Second, a brotherhood and a tribe. And then third, a rule of life. A vision and a mission, a brotherhood and a rule of life. Now, why would I start with a vision and mission? As we've discussed on previous episodes, there's a lot of challenges to us as Catholics today, to our faith, and there's a lot of challenges to us as men. And one of the challenges that we have to overcome is that what it means to be a Catholic man, really just what it means to be a man or even a Catholic man, has really been muddled in modern-day society and really been cheapened. It's not difficult to turn on the TV and find commercials or sitcoms where the dad and the man is always the butt of the jokes. And that's really worn on a lot of guys. And if you ask a lot of guys, like, what does it mean to be a man from a secular perspective or a Catholic one, a lot of guys don't have an answer. And so I think the first thing we need is a vision of what Catholic masculinity is, because if we don't know where we're going, we can't get started. Now, there's a few books I've mentioned in previous podcasts that I'll draw your mind to again that have really helped me think carefully about what it means to be a Catholic man. The first is a book by David Gilmour called The Manhood in the Making. He's not a Catholic, but he did this sociological, anthropological study on what masculinity is. And he thought he would find, you know, in all these different cultures, a lot of variation in their understanding of it. And when he did the research, he found out that actually wasn't true. He found that you could summarize every single culture he studied without exception, that all of them had a concept of masculinity that could be summarized in three words, which are called the three P's of masculinity. A man's made to protect, provide, and procreate. Now, if you notice the protect, provide, and procreate, this is indeed a good description of what a father is. And so his conclusion was fatherhood and developing the virtues and strength in order to be a good father is what it means to be a man. Now, couple that with the book we talked about in January a lot by G.C. Dilsaver, The Three Marks of Manhood, How to Be the Priest, Prophet, and King of Your Family. In that book, Dilsaver does a great job talking about that God himself has called us to become the priest, prophet, and king of our family. And that is a way in which we uniquely lead our family, protect, provide, and procreate, that we're protecting our children from false beliefs and influences and morally. We're providing them not just material sustenance, but also moral and spiritual instruction as well, as we raise our children to be godly young men and women. And so what you see in these two books is, from a secular worldly perspective and from a Christian perspective, becoming a strong father is at the key of vision of what a Catholic is. If you actually look at the word man in Latin, the word for man in Latin is vir, which is also the root word for virtus. Now, virtus is the word for strength in Latin. And so even in the root word and the etymology of how we understand virtue and manliness is the root that to be virtuous is to be manly. that acquiring virtue, both intellectual, moral, and theological, as we're going to talk about in upcoming episodes, this is what it means to be a man. And by acquiring this virtue, we become the strong men who can fulfill that protect, provide, procreate, priest, prophet, and king idea of what it means to be a man. So that's the vision. The mission is what Jesus called us to in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 through 26. And that's to become the men that God's challenging us to be, to fulfill this vision. Jesus says in that passage, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his life? Or what shall a man give in return for his life?" Guys, there's no greater mission than becoming saints and becoming saints in the place where God's placed us. And this is the exact mission God's calling us to. Every one of us is to become perfect in charity, which we'll talk about in May. There is no more exciting mission than this. So coupled with this vision and this mission, we should have a pretty clear sense of what God's trying to do in us. What we need, in my mind, are two primary things. One is a brotherhood, and the other is a rule of life. Let's turn to brotherhood first. In The Spiritual Life by Tankery, which I quote quite often on this podcast, Adolf Tankery says this: "Friendship can become a means of sanctification or a serious obstacle to perfection, accordingly as it is supernatural or merely natural and sentimental in character." So Tankery here, and you can find this tradition through Aristotle, all the way through the Christian tradition, you find this idea that friendship is a key to growing in virtue. And in The Spiritual Life, what Tankery says here is that in order to be sanctified, friends, a brotherhood, can propel us to sanctity and propel us to sainthood. If we have the bad friends and a bad brotherhood that's not ordered towards things of God, it can become a serious obstacle. Guys, Christianity is not a loner sport. It's not a me and Jesus thing. God intends to save us within the community of the church, which we've discussed in the past, and within brothers. Guys, having what I'm calling a brotherhood or a tribe is different than just merely friends, because what a brotherhood includes is being in common mission. Guys, you need men in your local parish that you can look at the eye, that you meet with at St. Joe's Society meetings, that have a common mission. And that common mission is to become strong and Christ-like men. And you do that together. Guys, we absolutely 100% need this brotherhood. There's a great book written by a guy named Sebastian Younger called Tribe. It was published a while back. It's a really small book, but it'd be well worth your time. But in the book, he made a documentary called Restrepo, where he lived with a military platoon out in Afghanistan for an entire year. And he chronicled their lives. And what he discovered is these guys, you know, these young fellas are getting bombed and shot at all the time. And they're all terrified and they're wanting to leave the battlefield for obvious reasons to get away from all this danger. But what he discovered is when he circled back to these guys a year after their deployment and he interviewed them, he discovered that these guys really longed to be back in Afghanistan. And he said that struck him as sort of odd. And when he thought more about it, he thought, these guys aren't crazy. They're not out of their minds. These guys don't love violence and killing. He said what he realized is what they missed was the brotherhood of belonging. And so he did research into how the fact that we human beings are hardwired to be in community with each other. It's something that strikes at the very core of our being. And throughout this book, he convincingly shows that like we work best when we're in small communities, and we're facing a common enemy for a common task. Guys, this is exactly what a local parish is. It's a small community with a common task of becoming holy, who has a common enemy, which is the world, the flesh, and the devil. Guys, God has hardwired us for this sort of fight. And Younger lays out from a secular perspective the insights that can have complete biblical parallels. Guys, we need a brotherhood and we need a tribe. We need a group of men that we know that we can bind ourselves to fulfill the vision and mission that God has for us. Lastly, what I argue men need is a rule of life. And many of you may have looked at the history and mission podcast on our website. And if you haven't, I'd encourage you to do so because I talk about this more in depth. But we absolutely 100% need a rule of life. As I may have mentioned in previous podcasts, I coach football. I have a great sport, a love of sports, and particularly football was always my favorite game. And the school I coach for here in town, we have a saying we tell our defense to. We said, you can have the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Everybody has to suffer pain. You either suffer the pain of discipline now and reap the glory later, or you'll have the pleasures of the laziness now and reap the punishment of regret later. Guys, we have that same call before us today. We will either be disciplined and Christ-like men and stand before our Lord someday, and he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Or when we stand before him someday, we'll have the pain of regret of not maximizing the time that we had here. Guys, what a rule of life does, and this is what sets St. Josetti apart from every other men's group, is that we focus on habits for holiness. You guys know by this point, we don't spend tons of time in meetings. I try to keep these podcasts as short as I can, try to keep them under 15 minutes, because information is important and good, and the stuff you guys are going to learn through these podcasts are going to help you in your spiritual life. The time in discussion with men once a month about the practical matters of the spiritual life and the theology of it, those are great things. Retreats and service projects and all those things are great. But what's going to turn you into a saint is that day in and day out discipline, those challenges you guys have been mastering over the last 8 months, letting those things transform you into the man that God wants you to be. You will be transformed by doing those practices. Again, like I always say, I'm a sports guy. You don't get strong by watching YouTube videos about weightlifting or by reading about it or by feeling about it. You have to get in there and you have to push that iron around. Guys, we don't become holy by thinking about it or dreaming about it or talking about it. We do it by doing it. What a rule of life does is it helps us structure our lives so that we can become the men God wants us to be. In Tankery's book, he says there's three benefits to a rule of life. One, it enables us to make better use of our time. Guys, we waste lots and lots of time, okay? And our time is valuable. By having a rule of life, a time for exercise and study and prayer, what you will find is that your day will open up to you in ways that you couldn't imagine. We need to redeem the time for Christ. Second, a rule of life enables us to supernaturalize all of our actions. When you live a rule of life, everything you do throughout your day starts to be pointed towards Christ. That's why our mission is to order all things to Christ, because we're ordering everything to him and his glory. Third, a rule of life gives you a program of sanctification. Men, we designed the rule of life in the St. Joe Society that we're going to challenge you to take on in June, that you're prepared for because of the boot camp, to give you a program to grow in holiness. If you do this program consistently, and I don't mean perfectly, we're all going to have bad days and skip things and forget things, but if you do it consistently, you will start to become the man God wants you to be. And it's not because I'm brilliant or creative or anything like that. It's because the prayers and the disciplines in our rule are time-tested. Guys, I went to the past to find the answers to the present. And our tradition has everything we need to grow in the faith. And that's what we're going to be presenting to you through these podcasts in the future, and then through that rule of life. Guys, in John 10:10, and I'll close with this. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Guys, the spiritual life is the life Christ is talking about here. God is calling us to become free, happy, and holy men. He's calling us to be strong providers and protectors and to be the priest, prophet, and king of our home. If we're called to the domestic church, or if some of you guys might be called to the priesthood at some point. Guys, being rooted in a strong community of like-minded men, we can order our lives to Christ and become strong in mind, body, and spirit together as we grow in holiness, so that God willing, one day we will stand before our Lord and he'll say, well done, my good and faithful servants. I'll see you guys next week. God bless.